B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
4 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show. It is brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop. Create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise online at landisbc.com. Programming note for tomorrow, Tyrone. We will have live in the studio. Tomorrow's General Knowledge Wednesday, right? So coming in live in the studio is the world famous, we've made him world famous on this show, Hembo.
Wow.
From from the Get Up show, which they're off all week, I guess, because of Wimbledon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they're doing
Saturday. They're not doing Get Out this week.
So he comes home.
And so he's home. He was a Westchester guy, and he wants to stop over, hang. And so I go, all right, he's coming armed with trivia questions in the 3 o'clock hour for General Knowledge Wednesday, where you can win Fan Fest.
Are they, like, stat-based trivia?
He didn't tell me exactly. He's got some up his sleeve.
No spoilers.
He says he's got great trivia questions.
Oh, good. I'm so excited.
I assume they'll be sports oriented, so.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we'll do those in the 3 o'clock hour.
Oh, that's.
We'll give Hembo the ball.
Super neat.
All right. 610-622-0975. If you want to climb in this hour, let's go to the phones and talk to Derek in Reading. Derek, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Derek.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody.
What's up, Derek?
Not much. First time caller here.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay. I'll have to call a little more once football season gets started.
Okay.
But I noticed your trivia question about are there too many home runs? No, I don't think there's not enough. I mean, because anything, that gets the crowd into the game more. And, you know, you never know what happens. I like to see more.
I would too. You know, it's funny. I don't know who's against it. I was listening to the radio. Like, Larry Anderson's against it. Larry Anderson hates the fact that the ball's been changed. And because he's a pitcher, I guess, and he figured it's harder to pitch and keep guys in the ballpark. But is it a combination of factors that have made home runs increase? And I think it's good for the game. It's not easy to hit home run. I understand the ball's a little bit juiced. I understand the bats are a little bit harder, but you still got to make contact on 95-mile-an-hour stuff to hit it out of the park.
Exactly. It just makes the game a little more exciting.
I love the home run. I love that home run contest last night. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. Well, one other thing. There definitely should be more netting. And, you know, especially what happened to that little girl. Let me tell you a little story that happened to me about 25 years ago. My wife and I were at a ball game in Reading, and she was pregnant with our first child at the time. And I had looked down to pick something up, and I heard a crack. And I looked up, and all of a sudden I see a ball coming towards my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I stuck my hand out there, and it stopped the ball from hitting her. Now, God only knows what could have happened if that ball had struck her.
Yeah, minor league parks are a little cozier, too, so you're a little closer to the action. And I guess the theory is that the balls aren't hit as hard, exit velocity in the minor leagues than they are in the big leagues. But I think the trend is going to be that they are going to extend the nets.
And maybe just a little bit higher, too. I mean, because you never know who's going to be sitting where.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a crying
thing. Well, here's what I say. If you're going to do that, and keep the prices commensurate with the fact that you're going to have obstructed views.
Right. And the fact that they do remind people about foul balls and bats
mm-hmm.
possibly coming in the air, that if they don't want to be there, they can get a refund of their money.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the boilerplate assumption of the risk clause, which has been proven to be defeated in court.
Right. Okay, and let me just touch on one more subject.
Yes.
Getting away from baseball here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys know that the 25th anniversary of the 1994 Penn State football team, that the last one went undefeated, I'm assuming will be honored this year. And the reason I brought that up.
Wait a minute, hold a second, Derek. You do know I've written a book on the last national championship year. 1986. That would only dilute my 1986 book. worshiping a team that didn't actually win the national championship. Come on, Derek. You gotta get to your bookstore. They didn't win a national championship. 86, they did. 86, Tyrone. Last time since they won the national championship. How many years is that? That's as many years as the Flyers, isn't it?
No, it's not.
You're almost. Pretty close.
Yeah, it's close. You know, that's one of the...
35 years?
That's the first team I really remember.
And we're happy. Oh, Penn State fans are happy pappy. There we go. Oh, I can't wait to see what Penn State has this year. Mikey, what do you think of the Lions? And they go, well, I think of the Lions? I think they can't beat Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State. Oh, really? Yes, really.
I think you guys should have won one year, though. The Kajana Carter year.
94. He's talking about 94.
That year you should have won, though.
Yeah, they didn't win because it was a vote.
Yeah.
Right? And the New York Times poll actually proclaimed them the national champions.
See, in a playoff system, even in BCS... Mm-hmm. Either system, BCS or playoffs, you guys have that one in 94. And it's still been a long time, but it takes some of the sting out of it.
That was their best offensive team ever.
That was a really good team.
Yeah.
That team was my wheelhouse. I'm a teenager now. That squad was my wheelhouse.
I went on the road to see them play Michigan that year because my Dennis is his uncle's a Michigan All-American, so we had a really good season in the Michigan section.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Kerry Collins, Kajana Carter, Kyle Brady, Bobby Engram, somebody else I'm missing. A wide receiver.
Was Curtis Conway on that squad?
Curtis Conway? I don't know. They were good, though. Offensively, it was like an explosion. Penn State never was that good offensively. Carl in Havertown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Carl.
Michael.
What's up, Carl?
Natalie, how are you guys?
Good, how you doing?
Hey, listen, you guys were touching a little earlier on, safety in baseball. And, you mentioned somebody called in about somebody having to wear a helmet and chest pad and chest protector and everything. Listen, I got a story for you. My daughters both have played at Haverford Township Fast Pitch League. And, you know, the girls softball, they're pitching from, 45 feet away?
Mm-hmm.
And these girls can throw it in there. Well, a few years ago, my daughter, who's at Temple now, her roommate is the reason that the pitchers especially, have to wear the mask. Now, they don't have to wear anything else, but in the field, the pitchers have to wear the mask. She caught a ball coming back at her in Little League that broke her ocular bone in her face.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the reason that they started making these girls have to wear these masks. Now, a lot of them wear them in the infield. Some of them even wear them in the outfield at that level. But once you get
I think that's wise for softball because the ball's coming in at great velocity.
Yeah, definitely.
But at a Little League level, it really isn't. Except, the Little League World Series makes it look like that. Those guys are few and far between.
Right, but again, with the safety issue, it's interesting. Her roommate is actually the cousin of Vince Papale.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of an interesting tidbit. She's the reason that they have to wear them now at that level.
Mm-hmm. All right, brother. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
All right. OJ McDuffie was not on that Penn State team.
Oh, he wasn't?
No.
That's what the social media was saying.
No, Mike Archie was a backup running back. He went to the league. Brian Milne was a fullback. He went to the league. Engram, Freddie Scott were the wide receivers. Juravicius was actually on the team. He only caught had one catch that year.
That shows you the level of play. You got a guy who had a long pro career, couldn't get a sniff.
And Kyle Brady was a high draft pick, too.
Your first round pick.
Yeah.
By the Jets. Yeah, and that movie was Night Shift.
Night Shift, that's right. It was Night Shift. But the one I was thinking of was, Jeffrey is talking, but I am not listening. That was Eddie Murphy in Beverly Hills Cop. I mean, they were in the locker room. Jeffrey is listening, but I am not. Jeffrey is talking, but I am not listening. I am not listening. Paul Roger. Dave in New Hope, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, listen, long-time listener, first-time caller. First of all, I want to thank you guys. I can't say that I'm the most sports rounded person, and I started listening to you guys a few years back, and basically you've helped me at least be socially acceptable in conversation about the sports and that sort of thing.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. So thanks on that. Yeah, I just wanted to call. I have to disagree a little bit with the whole home run thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, I think there's a point where you reach that threshold where the value of it is just diminished if everybody's smacking them out of the park. I mean, you have folks not, you know, they don't let you use a metal bat for a reason, right? They'd hit it way out of the park. And I don't know what what is the threshold?
Why is it diminished if a guy hits a home run? It's a great achievement. Why is that diminished the game?
Well, I think if you get to a point where everyone, you know, every hit goes long and there's no play in the infield, you know.
Well, every hit is not going long. I mean, listen, like every hit is not a home run in baseball. There are a lot of home runs, but there are more singles and doubles and triples. I'm not triples, but there are more singles and doubles than home runs.
Well, so then bring back the metal bat. Give him a metal bat and let him hit it farther. You know, I mean, you get to that point where it's like, you know, if every ball was a three ball in basketball and there were no slam dunks, I mean, it you know, just.
Well, wait a minute, you're ignoring my point. Not every hit is a home run. So, like, why would you bring metal bats into it? There are still more singles and doubles.
Yeah, I know, but you know there's an increase in the number of home runs.
Yeah, and why is that bad? It's generating runs for your team on the scoreboard.
I'm not taking anything away from the mechanics of hitting a ball out of the park. I mean, it's not easy.
But why would you not like it? My question is, why would you not like it? The home run.
It's not that I don't like a home run. I get you know, just as emotionally charged when something, you know, happens when the ball goes out of the park. What I'm saying is you get to a point where, you know, there's little differences happening. The ball's getting harder. The bats are getting harder. You know, at what point are there too many home runs?
There's never a point where there are too many home runs. That's my whole point to you. Like, you're trying to make a point that where's the point? Well, to score runs, you have to have guys on base anyway. Solo home runs are not going to make you win a game. A home run with a couple guys on it. So how do you get on? The same way you always get on. Single, walk, double, you're on base. Then the home run comes in handy. So why would you want less of that? I don't understand these people that want less. Am I missing something here, Tyrone? Because I'm about to go crazy. But what is that last caller about?
He didn't make sense.
He said, well.
And he started off.
It gets to a point where they're too much. Well, what point?
He said it diminishes. I guess it kind of takes away from the glory of the home run is what he was saying. That when they're not as rare, they're not as sparkly, if you will.
They're as sparkly as ever.
I think they're sparkly too.
Are dunks too sparkly?
Can
you have too many dunks in a game?
You can never have too many diamonds either, right?
Exactly.
The other part is baseball, because baseball doesn't change, like you said. Every other sport has made rule changes to encourage offense, whether you agree with it or not. They make different changes. So the NBA, they want it more often, so you can't hand check anymore, for example.
Yep.
Same thing with protecting the quarterback because they want more offense.
Uh-huh.
Baseball's not going to change the fundamental rules. They're going to change anything. So what they can do is tweak the ball a little bit to get some more offense in the game, because without the home run, because of the limited balls in play, because of how hard all these guys throw, you're dealing with no offense. Not enough. And then people are complaining, oh, there's not enough scoring. You can't have it both ways. People were just complaining last year, the year before, oh, there's not enough scoring with these pitchers are too good. They were just saying that. And then already in July, 1 year in, oh, now the baseball's bad. You can't have it both ways.
The home run is the hardest special skill you can have in any sport. Right? The three-point shot is hard, but still, you can shoot a three-point shot and you're alone shooting it. And you're going to make, you know, the home run, you actually have to connect with a high-velocity ball traveling towards you.
There's a lot of science behind it.
Right.
Involved.
So, like, if it's the hardest special skill, how could there be too much of it?
Like,
what's the special skill in football that you get tired of seeing? Nothing, right?
No, I don't.
There's not even a special skill that rates with hitting a home run in football. Maybe the long bomb.
And they're rare.
Or the kickoff return for a touchdown.
And they've taken him basically out of the game.
Right. The three-point shot is a nice thing. The dunk's a nice thing. It's not that special of a skill because you're capable of doing that at your whim. You're not capable of, you know, I'm going to go up and hit a home run right now. You can't predict it when you're going to hit a home run.
You're right.
I don't understand it.
It's weird.
The whole thing.
It's weird.
All right. Couple open lines you want to climb in. I asked for tweaks to other sports, and we haven't got many tweaks to other sports. So apparently, the other sports are perfect. Baseball is the only sport that needs tweaking. So if you want to tweak baseball, come on with it. Right? I'll listen to you.
I think all the sports need a little tweak. All of them. I've laid out a tweak for almost all of them. Football tweak, I haven't changed.
But you've got more tweaks that you want to put in baseball than any other sport.
But not about the actual gameplay. I'm leaving the gameplay alone. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing some of the thing around the edges. Up. And I know it'll
marginally speed the game up.
It won't be. What I'm trying to do is, to me, there are some people that think if a run's not being scored, mm-hmm. There's no action. I don't agree with baseball. Baseball is one of the only times where I put my phone completely away and I'm engrossed with every pitch. But in between the pitches, getting to the next pitch, that's where I would speed some things up. But the game, once the game itself, I'm fine with. All my things are just things to get to. I want the pitcher to throw the next pitch.
Does it bother you that the pitcher's slow?
It depends. Sometimes it does, yes. But not all the time. It depends on how the flow of the game.
All right, so would you somehow tweak that?
That's already been tweaked, and it's just a matter of enforcing it.
And they don't enforce it.
Yeah, I would enforce that a little bit more often, especially with certain guys. What makes me mad is if the game's 8-0, either side, and the pitcher's slow. Like, let's go. That bothers me. I can understand at 1-0, 2-0, a close game, 6-5, whatever it may be deliberate. When the score's out of hand, let's go. Start enforcing that, because there's times where those relievers, they're going to take their sweet time, whether they're up 8 or down 8.
Right.
That can be annoying.
Because it's a concentration thing. And you can't put a time limit on a human being's concentration level. Some guys want to concentrate more. Some guys want to read the signs where you're putting multiple signs out there. If you're a relief pitcher, there are men on base. You have to read like 5 different signs to get the one that the catcher actually wants you to throw. It takes a while to concentrate. That's why it's a timeless game and should not be tweaked.
But I'm not messing with that. I would enforce that. Baseball put that rule in. Not me. That already happened. Mm-hmm. Only thing I'm doing is, let's not have the leisurely stroll to the mound. Let's just go. Let's get the new pitcher in. And then let's get back to going as slow as you want playing baseball.
How about this tweak? There are 3 guys that are designated on your lineup that you can't throw over to first base. How many times do I see a pitcher try to throw it to first base when Rhys Hoskins is on first? He's got no desire to steal a base at all.
You're right.
Right? Yep. So you anoint 3 guys. He can't throw over. That'll speed up the game.
That would help. Because that is annoying.
There you go. And then Rhys would try to steal. It would make it more exciting.
He would try.
Nobody's paying attention.
But
get thrown out.
You're right.
All right. Let's go Josh in Levittown. Josh, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, what's up, Mike?
What's up, Josh?
How you guys doing?
Good.
So I was talking about the tweaks in the game and everything. I agree with Tyrone 100% about how pitcher needs to, you know, speed it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And too many home runs, I think that's beyond crazy that people are actually complaining about it. Too many home runs. That makes the game.
Yeah, and they're complaining about the ball. Who cares that the ball's harder and goes farther? It's
that's
a good thing.
I don't understand that. It's a good thing. You get people on base, that's how you're scoring.
I love Larry Anderson, but he's constantly moaning about the ball when I listen to the broadcast.
I know. It's crazy.
And then you know what happens? Because the ball's harder, you know what you hear? Gone, goodbye. apparently that hurts people.
Yeah, I know. It's nuts. And also, the whole thing you're saying about the pitcher throwing the ball 100 times at first base, and then the games will last like 8 hours long. It's like,
yeah, listen, what do you have in guys that threat to steal? I get it. You want to keep them close.
Exactly.
But there are guys like, I don't understand the random throw to first base.
Yeah, that's so annoying.
Yeah, the catcher wants to take his pitcher's mind off the batter, so he has him randomly throw to first base. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, and also Josh Richardson, he's going to be taking the big shot.
Nah, he's not ready for that.
I don't think Tobias Harris can do it.
Well, Josh Richardson certainly doesn't have a track record of doing it. Come on.
Well, he's gotten better every year.
Taking a shot in dark here, Josh Richardson. Tobias Harris is more reliable than Josh Richardson.
I mean, he's only gotten better every year.
Yeah, I get it, but you can't put the ball in his hands at the end of a game. Like, maybe at the end of the year he'll evolve into that, but not now.
Well, and Kyle Korver. Uh-huh. I think we need to get him for the bench.
I think they're interested, and we'll see if he wants to sign. See, if I'm Kyle Korver, I go to the Lakers. His compadre's there who loves him. Bron loves him. Danny Green is a 30-plus-year-old player. He's going to get a lot of playing time with the Lakers.
Avery Bradley's going to suck up some of those minutes, though, because he plays defense. So he's not going to get a lot of minutes.
Double K will get some minutes.
And he can't.
In L.A.?
He has to play the three now because he can't guard twos.
He's already been this way. He hasn't been to the glitz of L.A.
I wouldn't be shocked if he went, but he's not going to get, he'll get more minutes here than there because of Avery Bradley.
All right. 610-620-9755. On the other side, I give you the conclusion of my court case this morning. How did it turn out? There's my diagram. Beautiful. Beautifully done.
Penguins.
Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Time for a Twitter poll update brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Natalie.
Over 1,200 votes now on this one. Are there too many home runs in baseball? 35% say yes, 65% say no.
35% say yes.
Yes.
65% say no.
All yes. Right,
good. There you go. That shuts that down. That's a mandate.
Mm-hmm.
Let me talk to you about FanFest. It's happening August 24th. Infinity Live. 1 to 5 p.m. Tickets are free. You have to win a ticket to get in. Like tomorrow, of General Knowledge Wednesday, you get a chance to win tickets. Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. All of our Fanatic hosts will be on site. We'll have special guests like Sal Powell, Jaws, Tom McGinnis, Mark Zumoff, Eric Carabell, Bikini Beach, created by Elite Landscaping. And Tyrone knows about the special feature that you're not going to reveal now at this particular time.
Nope, but there we added another one. I must say, once again, it's now official. The T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. If you're a lady, you definitely want to be at Bikini Beach in addition to the other secret.
Wait. If you're a lady, want to be at Bikini Beach.
But yes. See, you it's two things. There's one huge thing for the fellas, and there's another huge thing as well for the ladies. They're going to have a really good time, and they can win a gigantic prize.
When are we going to reveal this?
We're going to reveal it. It's a slow. We still got over a month to go. It's coming.
All right. Lamborghinis and Ferraris, for those of you who like cars, be on display. They're cool. Two mobile escape rooms, Houdini's Challenge, Immunity Quest by One Exit Mobile Escape Rooms. Golf Simulator with the closest to the pin contest. Ron Jaworski Golf Putting Green. One lucky listener wins the football chip for two to the away game Miami with Anthony Gargano, including flight, hotel, cruise around Miami. Pre-game tailgating tickets, courtesy of PhillySportsTrips.com. We're giving away a wave runner, courtesy of DHY Motorsports. 4-person, 30-foot rock wall, dunk tank, 95-foot radical run obstacle course, Spider Mountain. What is that?
I have no
climbing
idea.
Climbing a mountain, there are a bunch of spiders there?
I hope not.
A trip for four to the happiest place on earth. Yeah, you're going to Disney. FanFest band at the Zings. Baseball speed pitch. Let's see if you can throw harder than Cole Irvin. If you can, you win a prize. Bouncy boxing with huge boxing gloves. Wiffle ball challenge dome. High Striker Strongman Challenge, outdoor air-conditioned casino room with slot machines, roulette wheel, blackjack tables, all courtesy of Hollid's True Value. Some of our FanFest partners include Family and Company Jewelers, Club Risqué, Armor Metals and Recycling, and the U.S. Army.
And actually, Mike, we just added in between sets on the stage will be DJ Mo Green. So we have to thank our FanFest exclusive automotive partners, Turnersville Dodge, Chrysler Jeep, and Ram, online at turnersvillejeep.com. And DHY Motorsports, make summer funner on a Wave Runner. Shop DHY.com, the area leader for everything power sports.
DJ Mo Green.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm Mo Green. I made my bones when you were going out with cheerleaders. That Mo Green?
It's not that Mo Green. But DJ Mo Green will now be playing in between sets in the house.
Hey, draw chips. Everybody play on the house.
Let's hope this Mo Green.
DJ Mo Green. That's the coolest thing I've ever heard.
And I hope he can go home. Mo Green better not go get a massage.
He better not. You put those glasses on. Get a surprise. All right, so let me give you the conclusion of this long, winding story here, me in court today. So I'm all prepared last night.
Mm-hmm.
I got the chart here. You can see it right here. Now, I got a citation on this particular. This happened in February. It was freezing cold that night. It might have been the coldest night of the year.
I think I remember when this happened.
It was freezing.
Yeah.
So here I am. I'm in this car here, and traffic is heavy at 6:15. So here are all the cars behind me. I'm making a left turn into a side road. This person who's coming this way is making a left turn also to the same road. Cannot make the left turn because these cars are going. Like that.
Right.
So I got to see if I can make the left turn. And then I hear a beep. I got pressure to make the left turn. I'm holding up traffic and I hear a beep. So I'm looking through to see if I can see in the blind lane right here whether there's a car coming.
Right.
And I got to be pretty sure that there's no car coming.
Well, and it's dark too, right?
It's dark.
Yes.
And I'm looking for headlights mm-hmm. through the windshields of these cars that are blocking my view.
Impossible.
I see a headlight way in the back. So I figured this is a good time to go, especially because somebody's beeping.
Right.
And I'm assuming that somebody's beeping has a better view and is telling me it's okay to go.
Yeah.
So I make the left turn. This car comes roaring up, clips me as I'm almost completed the turn into this road on the back left bumper.
That's clearly not your fault.
Well, it is my fault, technically,
because you made the left turn.
I went to a lane of traffic.
Oh.
And this lane had the right of way going straight.
Okay.
So I get the citation.
Right.
But the cop says to me, you know, if I were you, I'd contest it. It's technically the law. You're wrong. So if I'm wrong, now the insurance companies get involved. And her insurance company now is haranguing my insurance company to pay for the whole nut since it's my fault.
Right.
Which is problematic to me.
So
I want to get a resolution in court, at least throw myself on the mercy of the court. I'm undefeated in municipal court.
Are you?
That's like Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak. So I go there. I got this. I'm going to say, at the very least, Your Honor, it should be a tie. Right? I think that she was recklessly driving. She wasn't paying attention to clip me that far in the back. Like, she just didn't see me at all. It was like maybe looking here or whatever, or looking at her phone, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So that's the argument I'm going to foster. At the very least, I know I'm wrong by the law, but I think that there's some extenuating circumstances here. It should be a tie. If there's the tie, then the insurance companies would split the whole thing.
Yes.
And and maybe they take the citation away.
Mm-hmm. That sounds fair.
I'm ready to go.
That sounds fair.
So I show up. The other person doesn't show up.
I knew it. I knew she wasn't going to show.
Dismissal of the charges.
Yay. But I mean, you put that whole thing together.
So now, it's like it never happened.
Right.
So now, her insurance is going to have to pay for the whole thing.
Wow.
How's that?
How about that? It's pretty good.
That's a
resounding victory this morning.
I'd say.
You do. I know what the judge said at the end when he talked about your victory.
Outright. I didn't even get to the judge. Got to the police officer who pulled me into a room.
No.
And said the other party didn't show. I'm dismissing the case.
So wait, did you even get to present your
diagram? No, I said, but look what I did. He said, well, save that for another case. All right, let's go to Rich in Lehigh Valley. Rich, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rich.
Hey, Mike, when you were talking about a court case, I thought you were going to talk about your tree issue. I didn't know.
No, that has been resolved, the tree issue.
I didn't hear it.
After much consternation, the tree issue was resolved.
All right, I didn't hear that one.
I settled.
Okay.
And this part of the settlement is I can't talk about it.
All right. Listen, I got a sports tweet, but I'll get to my point first. Mm-hmm. You were talking about the Toronto prospect yesterday. Is it Nate Pearson?
Yes, he's
got filthy stuff. He should be in the MLB.
Yeah, he's in Double A right now, and if there's ever a guy that belongs in the major leagues, I look at his walks to strikeout ratio.
I look at that too.
It's his single digits. He's 50 some strikeouts to five walks.
Yeah, but what gets me is, aren't teams doing this to get the extra year of control of these players?
You know, they probably are, but a kid like that, I mean, my God, how do you keep 101, 89 slider that he throws for strikes out of the big leagues?
I agree.
He would dominate.
The Angels kept Trout out until mid-May.
Yeah.
Toronto has Vlad Guerrero Jr. now. They kept him out until...
I get it. Dude, let me tell you something. If I got a guy in my system...
let that go on.
Well, if he throws 101 with 89 mile an hour slider, has a great strikeout walk ratio, he's in my rotation. I don't care.
The problem is Toronto's not, you know, they're not contending for anything this year. So that's what gets me. Yeah. Like, I'm a Yankees fan, Mike, and they did it with Gleyber Torres.
Yeah.
They didn't bring him up until a certain
time. No, I get it, but my God,
year.
If I throw that kid out, I mean, there's a lot of people that come and see that kid pitch.
Yeah,
well, 101's 101. It's not like the, you know, everybody throws 101. This kid's special.
No, and the slider is ridiculous. So,
yes.
Yeah. No, he should be there, and the team is like costing him money.
Yeah.
So anyway, my tweet is for hockey. It's a little tongue in cheek, so take it for what it's worth. But if you want to cut down penalties in hockey, instead of your guy going off the ice for 2 minutes, your goalie has to lose his mask for 2 minutes. What do you think of that?
That's ridiculous.
How fun would that be?
Well, you don't want to make the game dangerous by having
a
guy split his face open.
You have your goalie fighting with your own teammates for taking a penalty.
No. I mean, come on, man. So your goalie has to get hit with a puck in the face as a result of your penalty?
That's just barbaric.
That doesn't even...
See, this is why these tweaks are like, they get ridiculous after a while. 610-632-0975. I thought I had a good idea. 5 minutes randomly each game, empty net. I don't know what's wrong so bad about that.
What's so bad about that? That would be like...
You can't clear it down. It's icing. So you still have to like make a play.
One inning randomly, you can only play with two outfielders. You wouldn't be okay with that. It's the same deal. That's part of fundamental of their game. You got to have a goalie.
Yeah, but baseball's Americana. Hockey's Canadiana.
Right, well, you can't mess with Canadiana.
Sure you can.
What's their Canadian food? Because I don't know. I love mayonnaise.
You live
mayonnaise.
In Americana, don't you? You don't live in Canadiana.
Yeah, but you don't want to disrespect our neighbors to the north. Same thing, you wouldn't want to disrespect our neighbors to the south. Like, let's all be friends. You can't remove the goalie. It's just part of Canadiana. Mayo. And the word A.
A.
It's all part of it. A, mayonnaise, goalie.
Bacon.
It's only 5 minutes.
There's only one A.
All right, how about this? Keep the goalie in, blindfold him for 5 minutes.
Ooh.
He's got to go by feel.
Now that would be something.
Yeah?
He's got to feel in there.
Some guy got to be a karate master, had to study in the fine arts.
He's got
razor sharp reflexes.
He's got to sense the puck.
Yeah, like Jean-Claude Van Damme, kickboxer.
That's right. Back after this, Mike Missinelli Show.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
4:47, Mike Missinelli Show. I found a bat on the premises. So, you know, I found a bat. I got to do my imitations.
Yeah?
Yeah. So,
where'd you get that from?
I was laying around. So, there's J. Bruce. Waggle. Yeah. Bryce Harper, if you notice, does this. And then he digs in and he goes, tap left corner of the plate, tap right corner of the plate, tap outside the plate on the dirt, tap the right toe. And he's ready.
Nice. Well done, Mike.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Let's go to Steve.
Where'd you get the bat from?
The bat laid around, picked it up.
Guys, just bats flying around.
No, I've never seen that bat.
It from Coach's office.
Oh,
this is a Louisville slugger. It's been in his office, right? This is one of those bad ash bats, right?
Right.
It's lacquered. It's a bad wood.
Is like, it signed?
No, it says genuine The Sandlot. 20th anniversary Louisville slugger.
Oh, they might have mailed those out. That's a collector's item.
Oh, it's a collector item.
Yeah, the Sandlot's a big move.
You can't hit with this. But the thing about Louisville sluggers, the old Louisville sluggers, the ash bats, which is, this is an ash, you see the green.
Yeah.
They used to put on it, and they still do, I think. It says powerized.
Well.
What is that? Yeah, why? It's
powerized with a lightning bolt.
They put in some little extra power, a little juice in there.
Yeah.
In the wood?
It's I don't know. They have.
How does that work?
Do they have the ones that don't say powerized? Because you would want to get the powerized. It's like an extra cent Tylenol as opposed to regular.
You might as well get the extra
strength. I'll take the powerized Louisville slugger. Yeah, that's just their trademark, powerized.
Huh. Maybe they add something to the wood.
Steroids.
That too.
Let's go. Steve in Ardmore. Steve, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steve.
How's it going, Mike?
What's up, Steve?
Hey, I want to say everybody that's calling in saying that 35% on Twitter saying more home runs is bad are stone cold morons.
Well, I agree. I'm happy that it's 65 saying that there aren't too many home runs. I'll take that.
I'm 33. The best year of baseball of my life was 1998, watching Sosa and McGuire. Uh-huh. And you know, them taking steroids was one thing. It was an unfair advantage, but everybody's got the advantage with the baseball.
And you know, here's the thing.
And it's better for
everyone. We kind of suspected the steroids. Did anybody care? Nobody cared.
It was great.
And I don't think anybody would care if you said steroids were permissible in this day and age.
They use them in wrestling.
They do? Oh, no, professional wrestling.
Yeah.
They don't they test for it now.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I believe that. Mm-hmm. But I got one improvement for baseball, too.
What do you got, Steve?
That either a pinch hitter can come in for a pitcher one time without taking the pitcher out, or you can use the same pinch hitter twice in the game.
All right, so you would pinch hit in a big spot, knowing that you can send your pitcher out there, and then you don't use that pinch hitter up?
Yep.
It's kind of like DH-ish.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like approaching DH-ville.
Yep.
I don't mind that, actually. It's not that bad.
All right.
All right, brother, you got it. So I was watching the Home Run Derby last night, and then afterwards, it went on late, but afterwards, that stupid... The celebrity game comes on.
And that's taped.
Right, that was before the actual home run.
Yeah.
So it was Cleveland versus the world. Why do people insist on going out there and embarrassing themselves? Like Simone Biles.
Yeah.
Was the worst athlete I've ever seen, and she's like a champion gymnast.
She's a great athlete, but she don't know how to play softball.
She couldn't get it. Like, and then they got Dr. Oz out there, right?
Yeah.
Dr. Oz is in right field. And the ball's like, and he's going.
You know, it's like,
it was weird to me.
Ridiculous.
They fly in for that game and fly right out. Dr. Oz was on the Today Show today in New York. So he flew to Cleveland. Plays in that game, then gets on a red eye to New York so he can be on the Today Show first thing in the morning. Like, just skip the game, Dr. Oz.
J.R. Smith thought he was the star of the show.
Yeah.
He gets in there. Like, first of all, he's Cleveland? J.R. Smith?
Yeah.
He
won a title for Cleveland.
He's a mutt.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, I understand. He made some big shots. Most of the time, he's been a mutt in Cleveland.
He is, but you see what they did?
What?
They had everybody there. The only person who had their food delivered to their seat was J.R. Smith. Joe Thomas, who is Cleveland, was complaining about it on social media. So everybody had, they obviously had an area for the celebs to get food, get whatever you want. But they delivered his food to his chair.
Yeah, well, they had the Miz. The Miz was the pitcher for Cleveland. He's a Cleveland guy.
Yeah,
right?
Big Cleveland guy. Real world.
So J.R. Smith takes off his shirt for his first at bat.
Yeah, well, that's his trademark from the parade when he got off the plane. That became his trademark.
But there's so many. It's like spazzes are us playing in those games.
Did Drew Carey play?
Yeah, Drew Carey didn't get near the ball.
Well, he's a Cleveland guy.
I know. He played right field and left field. He avoided the ball at all costs.
That doesn't make sense.
Let's go to Wes and Easton. Wes, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Wes.
Mike.
Wes, what's up?
Hey, long time no talk to.
Hey, how you doing?
I just wanted to check with you. I think I got a tweet for baseball that you buy into.
Go ahead.
Okay? Yeah, it's the same argument that you pressed with the NBA. The All-Star game should not determine home field advantage for the World Series. Should not.
It doesn't.
Should not. Would not.
It doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't anymore.
As of when?
2 years ago.
No.
Where you been? You been overseas?
No, I've been in a nursing home, but that's...
Oh, all right. They don't do that anymore, Wes.
Since when? Is it because after the tie, Steelers made it...
I told you, a couple of years ago, they took it away. A couple of years ago.
I did not know that.
Now, they alternate it now.
Well, see, it still shouldn't be that way. Then I'll go the same route that I was going to be. The team with the best record should have home field advantage.
Yeah, but you won't know that until late, and you got to plan and stuff like that, travel and all that stuff. So you can't wait till the last.
You have to do the same thing.
Yeah, but baseball, the World Series is a little different than basketball. You seed, and then you make the arrangements. The World Series, you're saying that they should, the best record should host? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the team with the best record. They fought all year long.
Mm-hmm. One league might be stronger than the other, and that doesn't make it fair either.
Well, I don't know. I just think it's such a long season. I don't think a flip of a coin or...
I wouldn't be opposed, though. It's not that big of a deal. But they don't do the All-Star game anymore.
No, it's...
2017 changed.
Yes, it's now just your best, better record. If you have a better record,
So it's not alternated. It is the better record.
It's the better record.
It's the better record.
Because now you have so much interleague play. Mm-hmm. You play enough American League teams and vice versa, for the most part. Mm-hmm. I mean...
Okay. All right.
To me, that's it wasn't. I understood it when it was the two separate leagues. Once you have interleague play every day,
yeah. All right, 5 o'clock hours are right ahead. So hang in there for the big 5 o'clock hour. We'll take nothing but phone calls on the Mike Misnelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.